For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A man shot by police in Virginia on Friday has died, and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating the use of force incident. Northern News Now reports that according to Police Chief Nicole Mattson, officers were called to the 300 block of 2nd Avenue South at 8:20 a.m. They had received a report of a man pacing back and forth, wearing a ski mask, and holding what appeared to be a handgun and waving it around. Mattson says the man ignored officers' commands and allegedly pointed the item that appeared to be a gun at officers. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports that neighbors near the scene say the man is known to roam the city while listening to music and was carrying a torch lighter, not a gun. According to police, officers administered first aid at the scene, and the man was taken by ambulance to Essentia Health, Virginia, where he was pronounced dead. No officers were injured, and the officer involved was to be placed on critical incident leave. The man and officer were not identified as of late Friday afternoon. Republican State Representative Kristen Robbins announced Friday she is suspending her campaign for governor. In a statement on social media, Robbins says, quote, "It has become apparent that the establishment political class, media, and donors have anointed Amy Klobuchar despite her refusal to engage meaningfully on the issues that matter most to Minnesotans." U.S. Senator Klobuchar is the leading Democratic candidate for the state's top job, and in mid-April announced her campaign raised $4.8 million, six times more than the next closest Republican candidates. Robbins of Maple Grove, and originally from Crookston, has served as the chair of the House Fraud Prevention Committee this legislative session. Her statement indicates she won't run again for the legislature either, saying the best way for her to fight for the future of the state is from the outside. Several other Republicans remain in the mix for governor, including House Speaker Lisa Damith, Army veteran and former healthcare executive Kendall Qualls, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Bemidji State University unveiled Thursday it has established a newly named college using the largest gift from an estate the university has received in its 107-year history. Larissa Donovan has the details.
The $8.1 million donation is from the estate of BSU alum R. Allen Sunderman and establishes the Sunderman College of Creativity, Enterprise, and Place. BSU President John L. Hoffman says the university will celebrate the college's first graduates on May 8th, and the gift provides a pathway for the next generation of BSU students. Sunderman's donation will support a broad array of existing and new initiatives for the college. The gift will fund the creation of a newly formed Office of Sponsored Programs, establish a Regional Innovation Fund, and a Technology Advancement Fund. It will also offer scholarships for students enrolling in information technology-related majors, help those transferring from one of BSU's partner two-year colleges, and support increasing industry relationships for students in BSU's engineering programs. Sunderman graduated from BSU in 1975 with a degree in business administration. He became a quiet visionary in real estate and an early adopter of the digital age, as well as a prolific but discreet philanthropist. He died of cancer in 2019 at the age of 71. BSU is posthumously presenting Sunderman with the 2026 Distinguished Minnesotan Award. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
As the one-year anniversary approaches of devastating wildfires that burned thousands of acres in St. Louis County, reforestation efforts are underway. Megan Buffington has the story.
The St. Louis County Land and Minerals Forestry Division oversaw the planting of 40,000 tree seedlings on Thursday. The mix of red and white pine seedlings now cover nearly 50 acres of tax-forfeited land that burned in the Mungershaw Fire. Minnesota Power donated 23,000 seedlings through its Ryla Woods initiative. The remaining 17,000 come from the county's supply. The Land and Minerals Department expects to plant about 350,000 seedlings in total this year. The trees burned in the Mungershaw Fire were on average about 50 years old, so it will take time for the area to recover. But St. Louis County Forester Eric Anton says they're already seeing aspen regenerate nearby. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org, where you'll also find music, morning show, and phonology. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.